Gracias por tu atención.
Ahorre, no compre sin visitar Emporio.
Larry on.
Why? And added that these are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins.
It's your cyber cigarette, your internet nicotine, your verbal vape, your viral crack pipe. It's Justin's new favorite thing, the viral crack pipe. Your podcast addiction, that Jones you love. It's PodVomit, PodVomit.com. I'm your host, Nickelbag Rick. And with me always is my anti-host,
Justin.
Mr. Excitement over there.
I'm feeling like a little extra lethargic today.
A little extra lethargic?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's just all the rain we're getting, maybe.
Yeah. It was washing the pollen away. Did you have a nice 420?
Washing the pollen away and causing all the humidity.
Well, that's...
I didn't really recognize 420 because it's a bogus holiday.
Not in my neighborhood.
Dude, every day is 420 for your neighborhood.
It is. It's always 420.1.
So what do you just smoke 2. More weed on that day?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah. I just get up and start smoking immediately. I don't wait until the first, I just like have a blunt rolled. And I just...
So you normally have rules about when and when you don't smoke during a regular day?
No.
But 420 is just it's like, all rolls, balls out, you know?
Right. I guess it's like Halloween.
Or anything goes.
See, that's a bad example for me because every day's Halloween. And then, and 420, so...
Yeah, I go to your house on Halloween, and I don't notice... I forget that it's
when
Halloween.
When you go to my house on 4th of July, it's the same. Or Christmas. Or New Year's.
4th of July, yeah. I don't see you busting out all the American flags and shit.
Right. Yeah.
Popping off the fireworks.
I just drape Jason's mask in a Halloween...
You just get like the flag. You just get like the gas mask or something and just go all out? Just right. Like make a gravity bong on 420? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Or I could have... This year, this is what I might celebrate. July 4th, 20. And it'd be like bong fireworks or something. I don't know.
And then you celebrate it on the 4th and the 20th.
Right. Or, and then Christmas Eve, I could have Christmas Eve and it's on December 24, 20.
I still want to know. I still want to know how the mechanics of these, bong fireworks work.
Ancient Chinese secret. It's a Cheech and Chong firework bong.
Does it just blast your face full of smoke?
Yeah, it's like the finale. It's like smoke and dabs and cannabis medical stuff. Too.
I just imagine like these bongs are so huge it takes like 10 guys to hold down the carb.
Right.
And they all have to release
it's like
it once. Release!
It's like firemen holding down a hose.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Right, and it's like the smoke stream is so intense it could nearly blow you across like a gymnasium floor, you know. And maybe even blow a lung.
Maybe.
Let me tell you what I did a couple weeks ago.
It's like a jet stream.
I don't know if this is a sign of me getting older or what the hell is happening here, but I took a big bong rip the other day, and I'm not lying. I think I pulled a fucking muscle in my stomach.
Yeah.
I coughed so hard. I mean, I almost kind of had to sit down, and I'm like, what is happening to me that I'm taking a hit off of a bowl, and... Now, it's like I pulled a muscle. That's how I think it's like a recognizable sport now.
I think it's definitely due to the state of your geriatricness, you old motherfucker.
Hey, man, if Keith Richards and Willie Nelson is still out there rocking and rolling, I got a chance, man. And Nikki Sixx. So, although they're in better shape than me, minus Keith Richards and what was the other guy?
Yeah, and they're on way different drugs than you are.
Right. let me ask you something. I was thinking about this the other day. How do you eat popcorn?
Well, last time I tried, I put it in my mouth and chewed it.
But let me see. Here's the thing. I was getting some popcorn the other night. I'm in my kitchen. And I got the munchies. And I had this big bag of popcorn. And
it's more like, how do you get the shit out of your throat after you've eaten popcorn? Because I always get the crap caught in my throat, teeth,
but,
you know?
Yeah, right. But like, when you eat it, do you take a handful of it and just kind of, like, cram it in your face?
Fuck yeah.
Or do you take, like, piece by piece and eat it single? Because, see, I
cram the handful.
I'm the handful crammer, too.
Yeah.
And it's kind of almost, and as I'm doing
half
it...
Half of it ends up on my lap, too.
Part of me in the kitchen...
Usually.
Part of me in the kitchen, I'm like,
I feel like I'm one of those kids, like on those care commercials.
You just put your face into the bowl.
Like a bag of wheat, and they're like, here, eat. And he's like, just cramming it in his face. Like, you know, it's the only or last meal I might have. And I'm like, why is it? Like, I don't do that with rice.
I think there's just so many. There's just so many of them. You want them all at once. No one's that overly enthusiastic about rice.
It depends on how hungry. Well, dirty rice.
Dirty rice?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like got meat in it and stuff, and it's spicy.
They call that dirty rice?
It's good. It's a Cajun thing. Yeah, but they do.
I'm not in touch with the Cajun culture as much.
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking about the popcorn thing. I was just thinking, am I some sort of savage kind of person in my kitchen at 1 o'clock in the morning cramming fistfuls of popcorn in my face over the sink? Or do other people...
Wait, what time are you doing it?
It was probably 1:30.
In the morning?
Yeah. It's like, you know, I was up watching Adult Swim and everybody's asleep and I kind of, you know, ambled into the kitchen.
So are you getting like what are you doing? Like you're doing the Orville Redenbacher, like microwave shit? Or
this was just some cheddar popcorn.
Okay.
But, you know, but even so, I kind of thought about it as I'm going upstairs. I'm like, I've wondered, like, do I do that even in the theater? And is that annoying? It's like, it's people trying to watch like The Dark Knight. It's like, let me tell you something. You hear me back. It's like, is that Bane behind us? Or I don't know what's going on. I can barely hear it. It's very inaudible. So I don't know. And then as I was going upstairs, I was like, I'm going to make a note of this and ask Justin.
I don't think people notice it over, you know, the smell of the shit in your pants. So I think you're good.
Oh, okay. Well, I just didn't know if it was just me, you know, if I was just some sort of like cannibalistic sort of, you know, popcorn, you know, just.
Nah, we all do that. We all eat it that way. Don't we? I mean.
I don't know. That's why I brought it to the table.
Who just takes like one popcorn and eats it one at a time, you know? Who does that? Like,
well, I don't know. Maybe some sort of, you
that's
know.
So, that's such a dainty way to eat popcorn.
Well, maybe they. Yeah, it's dainty.
Yeah.
they're extending their pinky. I think I'll have some of the caramel corn in this. All right. So delicious.
Yeah, that's how you eat popcorn.
I'm not a barbarian. I could never cram a whole fistful of popcorn in my gullet.
That's how you eat popcorn when you're on your private plane or at the country club.
Right.
For sure.
On your best behavior, popcorn, you know, eating.
With your...
Maybe you should start eating it with a spoon. like a tablespoon, though, the bigger one. Or a ladle. See, that would be the difference, ladle or tablespoon.
Where's my spatula? I got all this popcorn.
And then they just have like a little trebuchet of popcorn. You can have somebody like aim it back and whoosh, and just like a slingshot it into your face, you know?
Well, if it's a trebuchet, it's unmanned, right? Or is it?
No, you have to man a trebuchet.
You still have to man it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd want one that's like kind of automated. Like it detects that I have popcorn. I want popcorn. It shoots it in my mouth. Well, like, you want popcorn right now.
It's the popcorn trebuchet.
Yeah.
From Ronco. Have you had trouble eating popcorn with fistfuls or even that dainty one pinky extended finger type of eating?
Is that
not
from
no
the,
more?
Is that from the makers of Log?
Yeah. It's big. It's wonderful. It's wood.
It rolls downstairs, rolls under the chairs. Something. It
rolls over your neighbor's dog.
It's great for a snack. It fits on your back.
Log. Do we want to carry on with this?
Yeah, we're good.
It's trebuchet. It's trebuchet. Eat your popcorn today.
Or you could sing, or it's also the Slinky song.
Yes. Which is an odd toy, but, you know, they always would get tangled up. I never figured out how Slinky Dog in a.
You have a thing for odd toys that get tangled up.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I was going to say, what toy? I'm trying to imagine what kind of tangled toy I have. Oh, you tangled toy. Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out the answer to the question of the elusive Slink. You got to go to mail.
It's time for mail. We've put it off for too long.
Yeah, mail, motherfucker.
Yeah. Too distracted by Slinky Dogs.
Yeah, just the Slinky or the Log. So, All right. Well, going from logs to barf bags, it's time to read the mail. I got to put on these binoculars for this first one. Jesus Christ, the font is so small.
Yeah. Is that like little Egyptian hieroglyphics?
Hieroglyphics.
don't make fun of me.
We've got Daniel Wallace Jr. has written to us, and he says, I haven't got new glasses, and this is hard to read. Pod Vomit, you posed a great question on a previous show. When do pubes turn into ass hair?
Yeah.
On a woman, would it not fall into the category of pubes? Realistically, the hair starts at the vag and goes all the way back the ass crack.
Hey, that's what I said.
If you don't keep yourself properly groomed.
It's all the same hair. It's all pubes.
If you get a Brazilian wax, do they not take it all from front to back? I put some thought into this, and pubes gets my vote. You guys are great with coming up with insightful questions. Love the show. Radio Fubar rules, Danny.
That means I win, Rick.
So you did win. Ding, ding, ding.
Because Danny's the judge.
Yeah. And because
it's all pubes, man.
It's all pubes.
That's that. I think that's, you know, philosophical answer for life. You know, yeah. It's all pubes.
I think we've answered. I think
that's all it is.
I think we have. I think we have. You know, answered the age old question of is
what's life? What's the meaning of life? Well, it's pubes.
Yeah. So there you go, Danny. Pubes. And I'm glad
little tiny curly hairs. That's all you need to know about life.
In the private region.
Right, in the private regions.
And then the second one is I don't even want to read it. It's terrible. It's a terrible email. I don't want
to read it. Anyways, just back to the pubes. The whole dingleberry transfer from the butthole over to the front genital area.
Right.
It's all just traveling on the same line of pubes. You know?
Right. It's the...
There's no handoff, really. It's just going down the train.
There is no handoff.
No.
It's all pubes. It's not even like ass pubes. It's just pubes.
No, you don't distinguish the difference.
Yeah.
Because the hair isn't any more coarse or any longer or anything, right?
Wouldn't it be weird if, like, your ass hair, though, was, like, beard coarse? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because sometimes your regular pubes can get kind of... They're not, like, soft and, like, smooth.
I know. But
kind of like a beard.
But better yet, man, what if it was fashionable for people to grow ass beards, and then they just, like, had that part of their pants, you know, removed so you could see the ass beard when they're walking down the road? And that was just the thing.
Oh, no. This is what we should see. This would be great. If somebody could send us a picture of this would be awesome.
Of your ass beard?
No. A dude with a beard that goes all the way down to his neck, down his chest, and always connect all the way down to his pubes and all the way around to the back of his ass crack. He's like almost... And back hair to come back up to the top of the neck. It's like this kind of infinity of pube.
Yeah.
Pube man.
I know.
I don't know if I want to see this though now. I don't know. I'm kind of retracting that statement.
I don't know. It just kind of makes me think of Robin Williams from the neck down.
Yeah. And 10 feet under down.
I know. Hey, man, I don't know. Does the hair decay?
You know what? No, it grows more. He looks like a El Chupacabra down there.
Yeah. El Chupacabra's tomb.
It just has
a Robin Williams headstone.
I just tried to take a drink out of this beer with a cap on it. That is so sad. Man, the next email, I don't even want to fucking
You're not going to get a lot of beer that way, right?
I know. It's so fucked up. I'm back to the Occulto. Still on the Occulto,
yeah.
Folks.
It's probably like Satan put the bottle cap back on there to fuck you over.
I'm glad this dude, Occulto. Danny, Occulto. Wrote us an email. The second email. Mm-hmm. You know what? You're getting bumped. You're going into the... back to the barf bag. Fuck you. We're going to Twitter Twitter because we got a cool guest in today. We're over here talking about popcorn and slinkies and stuff. And let me tell you...
Fuck you, guest. We don't want your email.
Well, it's a terrible email. I don't even know how it even made it into the bag. So it's just getting bumped. I'm not reading it. And it's so small, so sorry. We'll send you a sticker to make up.
But we probably won't.
No, we will not. So we're going to get to the Twitter Twitter really quick, and then we're going to get to our guest, because, yet again, we got a really cool guest in. We didn't even really make an announcement about that.
Oh,
and
well, because I thought we were kind of, like, just teasing creeping it in and just, like, going to throw a surprise.
This is a good guest, too. I mean, I can't believe we're being so chill while this person's in here. It's a girl.
There's a girl in the studio, giggling. Y'all.
Ooh.
Okay. Twitter Twitter. We're going to say hey to the milk cow.
A pie has entered the sausage party.
That's right. That's right. Milk Cow, the Milk Cow podcast, Big Show. This is a great name, too. Meet my good friend. Pa.
There's a taco next to the 2-foot-longs.
Listen to the name of this show, though. Meet my good friend pod. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Jay and Tony show. Yeah. And a new one, Cocktails and Centaurs. Thank you, everybody, for following us on the Twitter Twatter.
Ah, yes. Drinks and Mythological Creatures. Good mix.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll get to the, we want to say really quick, I guess, God, I hate to have to go through this. We got a hot guest in here. I'm going to have to go through all this bullshit.
We
got to
go through all the administrative duties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're on, go put your yak in our sack over at podmom@gmail.com. Send us better emails than that last one we got. The first one was good. The second one sucked. Okay. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, Podomatic, Mixcloud. We're on Radio FUBAR. We're also on a new show, a new network called the Tangent Bound Network, brand new. Go gawk at us on Instagram, and please donate to our Patreon account. Justin, did I leave anybody out?
I don't think so, and if you did, fuck them.
Yeah, and we'll get to you at the end of the show.
So on to the new order of business. What do we got here? What's going on today?
Today, in our studio, we have...
Why am I here? Why'd you get me out of bed?
Because we have, you know, we've had many guests come in and out of our studios, but I don't think nobody's really topped this one so far. We have a very, very, very beautiful guest that's come in. It's sitting on our big comfy couch over there in the studio.
So we've pretty much only had bottom feeders until now.
No. They were all good, but this here, I think this is going to be our best guest ever.
Okay.
This is Kyla. Welcome, Kyla, to the Pod Vomit Studios.
Hello.
Let's give her a big round of applause, everybody. The studio guest, please, at home. Thank you. Kyla is a very different guest than we've ever had before.
Yes,
and Rick has really put the pressure on you today. He's saying you're the best guest we've had in this studio.
I know, right? You're going to mess me up all.
So, yeah, you know, no pressure, but you better be the best guest we've ever had in the studio.
Okay, you know, I
think... No pressure. Don't worry about it. Relax. But be the best.
It's okay, you know.
The best around.
Oh. Nothing's ever going to keep you down.
You're the best.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kyla is
We just turned this into an 80s movie.
No, it's not. is a very interesting guest because she got hold of... We kind of got hold of each other through a mutual friend. I thought they would be a good pick for our show.
Right.
And Kyla is into BDSM. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Or what I like to call BDSM.
BDSM.
I like that.
And she is this really super hot smoking, what color is your hair?
Blonde.
It's blonde. It's
dirty just, brown.
Dirty or, brown.
Yeah. Is she
dirty
on fire blonde? Or why is she smoking?
And she's blonde and she's got this rockin' bod and you want to tell me how old you are?
I am 23.
Oh my God.
23.
10 years ago she was 13.
Yeah, 10 years ago, she was jailbait, Rick.
But now she's not. She's old enough to vote and old
not
enough
jailbait.
To poke.
Old enough to vote and old enough to poke.
Mm-hmm.
And not jailbait.
And she decided to come and be on our show, which is really cool. And she told me, I knew that there was something about her when I posted this thing on, I think it was either our Facebook or our Twitter page, and she liked it or whatever, or retweeted it. It was a ball gag that looked like a hamburger. And yes. I just thought it was really funny. And she either retweeted it or whatever it was. And I was like, wow, man, I like the fact that a girl likes the idea of a hamburger ball gag.
I thought she took a picture of my hamburger ball gag. I was like,
yours is a hot dog.
That's supposed to be a secret.
So I asked her to come on the show and everything, and she said, let me sleep on it. And then I had to fap to that, and then the next day she was like...
Her sleeping, huh? It was the fappening at Rick's house.
Right. And she decided to come on our show, and here she is in our studios and looking really hot and wants to talk about... She's got a story to tell. That's what makes this even more intriguing.
That I do.
So...
A story. Yeah. I like stories.
I asked her... You know, about coming on, and she said she would do it. She said there was this dirty secret.
Yes, very dirty.
So, go ahead and enlighten our audience on your dirty secret.
Well, you see, I have a thing for one of my professors, and that's kind of how I got involved into the BDSM
or as
world.
Justin calls it,
BDSM.
BDSM.
Yes. And I saw him, like, kind of eyeballing me at orientation.
And you just was like, I'd love to just tie that guy up.
No, like, I'm a sub.
Oh, okay.
I'm the sub.
Wow.
And
that means submissive to all you newbies.
I thought it was like a sub sandwich. I was like, does he eat you?
He's like, is that another ball gag I can get? The sub sandwich ball gag?
I know. Hey, don't mock my collectible, my collection of ball gags. I get them from all. I have one from every state of in the United States.
Every state of Georgia.
I almost said that. Justin, every county in Georgia.
Justin, yeah. Well, he took food porn to another level.
Food porn, yeah.
So go ahead, continue.
Then he's very handsome. He's very dapper looking and just a cute.
Now, you didn't walk out of a 50 Shades of Grey viewing or read that book and was like.
No, I had never read that book. I saw the movie because some girlfriends like invited me to go. And
Rick was listening to audio on tape on the way here. Yeah, he loves that shit.
Yeah, it was narrated by Gene Simmons though. Of Kiss.
50 Shades of Kiss.
But it was called 50 Shades of Pay.
now there's just 50 Shades of Rick's Fappening.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt you, but I'm gonna do that a lot.
It's okay. Yeah, so then come to find out I have a class with him my second quarter.
Oh.
And
I mean, this is the classic teacher-student kind of thing.
Yeah, I hear that right? Police song. Yes. Don't stand so close to me in my head right now.
But
is it Sting? It's Sting, isn't it?
It's a what?
The teacher is Sting, right?
No.
That's your music teacher? And you're like, play that trumpet for me, Sting.
I just don't want it to sting when you pee, if you've been.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, no. Oh, okay. No, that's no bueno.
That would be bad.
No bueno. So he's Hispanic.
No. Anyways.
Muchacha. Muchacho.
50 pesos of gray.
So then I found, like, I'm really good at networking, and so I looked him up on Google, and then boom, there's his Reddit account. And so I decide to finally send him something, so I make a fake profile and send him a message. I say, hey, you know, sometimes you get me really excited when you are speaking in class. And the
your lectures turn me on. Well, so what subject does he teach?
He, many.
Many.
I think she's trying to be a little evasive.
Yes.
I
don't think not trying to get him to.
You know. Okay, so it's not like a broad general, like English or something? I mean, it's really specific?
It's English. Okay. English and history.
Okay. See, there's a lot of English and history teachers. Yeah.
He's teaching people how to speak English still and not fuck up
as a second language because he's Mexican. So let's hear more about the Mexican professor.
But I sent the subject.
The dominant Mexican professor.
Did you have a tequila with him? Or?
No.
Okay.
But I sent
him. Have you had peyote with him? It's college.
Yeah, you know. There's no desert nearby.
So the subject title was "Hi, Hey, Hi, Hello," and then I sent it, and I freaked out, so I deleted my account, so I wouldn't know what he said. And then he finds my real Reddit account.
Oh wow!
And he takes his subject title, and he makes his own fake profile.
Now is this this real account under your real name?
What?
How did he find your other account?
So he took the subject title of what I sent him, and then he said, thanks. He was like, thank you for, that's very flattering. You're a beautiful young lady.
And, wow.
Yeah.
So you deleted your account, and he still found you.
Yeah, but then I emailed him back. I was like, yeah, okay, how did you know it was ... Never right. mind. Okay. And then the next couple classes I had with him, awkward. So awkward.
But you were turned on by this in
some kind of way.
You know, something tells me here that Kyla here.
Did you write I love you on your eyelids?
I have.
On her eyelids. On her tongue. Yeah. Stuck her tongue out. Was like,
okay, yeah. That's definitely more provocative than the eyelids.
So now the relationship that is now, he knows you know.
Yeah.
Now, has he introduced you to,
No.
Did he say, I want to tie you up and,
No.
But is this where this stops? Does it continue from here?
It continues. Okay. So we talk for a little while, and then I can talk so much stuff on the internet. But in person,
I'm
timid in person a little bit. And especially because, you know, he's my teacher. I'm like,
It's okay to say shit. We say it all the time. Okay. Talk shit.
Are we intimidating you?
No.
Yeah. I'm intimidating.
So we're not really dominant to our guest. I don't know.
No, you're subdominant.
Yeah. Well, you're
subdominant to me, at least.
Proceed.
But then, I was trying to say, hey, I was trying to, like, graze your crotch, in class the other day. And he's like, how does one graze a person's crotch with, like, a shoulder, a hand?
You had told him that? Okay.
Yeah, and so he's like, well...
Did you in fact try to graze his crotch?
I did.
Now, do you know if this man is a single man? Is he a married man?
He doesn't have a wedding ring.
Is he older? Younger?
He's definitely older.
Were you kind of just...
How older by your... You said you were 23?
Yeah.
So... You know, 10 years, 15?
I've asked him, and he tells me every time 74.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, dude, you're not 74.
So, yeah, he's just full of shit.
So, you know, maybe he's playing again. Maybe he's 47.
Right, he's just trying to mess with you. Yeah. But,
does he look 47?
He looks 30-ish.
I got a question about the grays, though. So, was the grays kind of just like, hey, I'm flirting with you, I want you to notice me? Or was it more like, you wanted to kind of want to see what's packing down there?
I wanted to grab it, pretty much.
But you wanted to see what's going on down there. Yeah.
But see, now... Okay. A sub, it seems like, would be very...
A graze is more subtle, though, than the grass.
Well, see, I was trying to speed things up.
Sure, sure.
So,
I understand. Yeah. Super freak.
Yeah. And then...
Mate, move it along, you know.
Now, okay, well, hold on just a minute. Let's not get too far ahead. Now, you're talking about the whole BDSM thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before this, you've had no sort of...
Kind of.
Okay, so you just dabbled.
I'm a pervert.
Right. Well, you're at the right place. Welcome home. But have
it's
you ever
the house of perverts.
Yes. It's like, we're like an, I don't know. We're,
you
know,
I want an echo house. Effect almost with that. House of perverts.
Yeah. That's new. Me and Justin's new sideshow coming up this spring.
Yeah, right.
House of pervert. Welcome to House of pervert.
Kind of sounds like a Chris Hansen special.
Yeah, right. I'm Chris Hansen.
We take all these perverts and we trap them in a house and then we molest them. I don't know.
So, but I mean, have you, like, you know, I mean, are you very sexually adventurous already prior to this guy?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you something. Now, was you already, like, scoping out rough sex / BDS, you know, BDSM stuff? Like, you know, when you're watching, was there something that kind of moved you over into that, I want to try to be... into the, you know, be a sub, be a dom, you know, learn all the lingo.
What, no.
How did you get into that?
So your the infatuation with this teacher kind of brought you into it?
Well, I mean, it helped, but I was already into it. Like, that would be one of my porn selections I would watch. Then it's like,
I mean, what,
really weird shit.
What was it about the teacher? You just looking at him and I'm like, I'd really like him to stab me with stuff. I mean, I guess I'm trying to gauge like what
I mean,
about
I'm
him.
I'm kind of living every girl's dream, I guess, or not dream. I wouldn't say that, but
it's definitely this little girl's dream. So
okay,
I'm looking at you. I got you. But like,
but you've already done the deed.
Yes.
Okay. Now was it all? Was it BDS?
No, it was.
Was it BDSM?
No, it was very quickly. It was very quick.
Very quick.
He didn't come quick. We got interrupted. It was in public.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, is this just more of a fuck thing, or is this more of a, you want to try to turn it into a relationship, or do you want to take it to some sort of BDSM world?
It goes where it goes.
It goes where it goes. But if you're...
So, you're not into voyeurism, though, because the interrupting thing wouldn't have bothered you guys if otherwise...
Well, I mean, we're also, like, on the campus, so...
Okay.
Yeah, he played it off really quick, and then they start yelling at me because I'm smoking a cigarette, and they're like, well, you can't smoke in here.
So right there on the campus lawn for that kind of thing's probably, you know, maybe not a great idea. Yeah. I don't know.
I hear the police. I'm worried.
Are you in trouble?
We've had some problems in our complex here. So.
Right. I wonder what that like body shaped bag was in the back of her car. You know, I was like, she closed her trunk real quick.
She's not supposed to tell anybody.
Well, I want to know this now. I mean, I'm really fascinated with the story with, you know, Professor XXX.
Professor XXX.
And now, and he is already like privy
Trip
to
X.
Your
Professor Trip X.
That's his DJ name.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Did have a little urban sound to it a little bit.
Did you tell him that you're, I mean, did he?
No, but what happened was he sent me like a sexy message, like, and I was like, oh, well, that was very nice and sweet, but I pictured you more of a dom. And he's like, we do not start a race at a sprint. And so I was like,
Oh, I thought we were talking about chess, you know. I was going to say, well, I'll take your castle and take my queen. No, let's go on.
And stick my rook in
stick my rook in your
queen's
vagina.
And we'll ride off on this horse.
Right.
And, but
I think they should make chess pieces anatomically correct.
So,
anyways,
that's another show.
That's another show.
Never. it's Justin's late night. I'm bored. Got nothing to do. Show.
I'm gonna do my own show. I'm splitting off and doing the chess with chess pieces with genitals. That's what we're calling it.
Okay.
All right.
So, but now, did he enter? So, did he say I would like to tie you up and I'd like to put a hamburger ball gag in your mouth and spank you?
And he did show up with like a lot of rope.
No. You know? No.
No.
But I actually, once we, that has moved on, I pretty much told him I pictured me being hogtied on a desk in the classroom and then him having his way with me.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, we have never had a guest like that in here.
And I like that because it's just, you know, a little rope and a little tying. You're not like really.
And I'll say this now.
Causing a whole lot of pain.
Kyla sent me, now this is how I knew, this, when she said, I want to come on the show and I want to talk about this, we were talking back and forth through some email, and I said, you know, look, we get a lot of times where people want to come in, we talked about this on the show a couple weeks ago or whenever, about people supposed to come in and they don't show up and whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Get a lot of no-shows.
So I says to her, I said, look, you know, we would love to have this conversation and talk about, I think the story rocks, but are you really going to come in? And she says, here, I'll prove it to you. And she sends me several pictures of her, first of all, just, you know, topless.
Right.
In a pair of panties. Then I get
some. Does that confirm it for you?
Well, I knew that she was serious, and I even told her. I said, you know, would you get naked in the studio? And she said, perhaps. And I'm like, wow. So then.
Basically, the applications we send out to our guests is they just send us nude photos.
So she.
That's it.
Right. Well, that was the funny thing.
Some of these photos you don't want to see. Yours are great, but some of them you don't want to see.
So then she sends me even more of the bondage type like a week later. I was like, she's serious. She's definitely. And they were hot, man. I mean, they were. She is. She's tied up in all this. I couldn't tie these knots. You know what I'm saying? I would just be like, I'm going to use handcuffs because I have a key. It's just easier for me.
Yeah. You know? Remind me never to go rock climbing with you.
We can use just pantyhose or whatever, but I can't tie these, you know, all these crazy knots and everything. So
I did have to tie Rick's shoes for him today. So
I just moved away from the Velcro.
We had to tell him to stop using the Velcro because he kept like unsnapping it, snapping it during the shows. It was just obnoxious.
So are you going to get naked for us in the studio for us, Kyla?
Maybe.
All right.
It depends.
Okay. What does it depend on?
You know, do you have any, I'd like to see, I'm kind of curious, like, how you would tie yourself up, that sort of thing. I mean.
See, I don't do the tying.
You don't do the tying? No. But
that's kind of the turn on, is being, you know.
Being tied up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you have any kind of movies, and not just porn, I'm just saying movies that you watch that are more about these kind of, you know, S&M, bondage type things that, you know, like, not, and I don't want to go back to that 50 Shades of Grey because I don't really think that's falls in the category. But did you ever see, like, Secretary?
See, that's what my professor actually, we were talking about, and he says, have you ever seen Secretary? I was like, what?
He's like, before we get started, I needed to catch up on all these films. This is kind of see what's going on, and this is how I want you to kind of behave.
This is Clockwork Orange. We're going to start with this, and then we'll move to Secretary.
Do you have eye clamps? We're going to have to hold this shit open. We'll make you watch a bunch of crazy-ass movies and play Beethoven's Ninth Symphony over and over.
Right, right.
I guess what I want to know is, like, we mentioned the hog tying. Like, what, I mean, how do you like to be tied up, I guess?
I really like being hog tied. And then we actually, in the photo shoot, it was like it went through my vagina.
I can show you the pictures.
And then
the rope?
The rope, yeah. And it started to burn, but then we wrapped it around my tits, and I don't know.
Okay, so you like a lot
of... they did my hands.
Now, do you have a particular kind of rope you like a nylon rope? Is that better? Or?
I just used regular rope. I bought it
Michael's. It's like a braided rope?
Yeah.
Hmm. Now...
And I could see some rope burn.
Let me ask
happening.
You this.
Yeah, I have a bruise from where my hands were tied, and you really need your hands when you're doing shit.
Right.
And I fell over, and then, yeah.
Now, is there any kind of BDSM, BDSM that you've... that you've seen that you just...
You don't got to say it both ways,
that
Rick.
That you think is too... I got to remember the whole bitsome thing.
The bitsome, yeah. We don't want to forget
is
that.
Is there anything that you've got that you just think is like taking it too much? Is there any... Let's see, here we go. Look at this. This is
like, yeah, is there a line?
Here we go.
Okay.
This is one of the pictures.
Oh, yeah. See, I can't see exactly where the rope downstairs is going, well, but I guess on. I get an idea.
There's a rope downstairs picture. We'll get to it.
And it's like a sexy rope. It's like a sexy rope diaper.
Yeah. and you folks at home will never get to see these, but this is another one.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah, this is hot. She's tied up. Her hands are in front of her crotch. She's completely naked. It's just really hot. I want to do some stuff to you, you know, while you're all tied up.
You look so vulnerable and just, you know.
Yeah, and this is my favorite right here. I'm getting a chub right now looking at this. I'm at a parch right now.
Okay? A parch?
Yeah.
Only a parch?
Just right now. Okay. Look, I'm an older guy. I got to kind of take, you know.
Takes a while.
I'm not a one pump.
Rick didn't pop any pills.
No, No. Mm-mm. No. I'm a so.
He usually has to stimulate his own prostate for an hour.
And look at this one. I love this, man. She's got a great fucking ass, dude. Check it out.
That I do.
Yes, you do. She even told me that was one of the things she told me in the email. She goes, "I've got a great ass," and I'm like,
"So is that your best ass set?"
Yes, that and my eyes.
Okay, let's see your ass. I want to see. Come on, you come in the studio. Let's see. Let's see that great ass. You promised you'd come in and you would. You would show us your assets. Let's see. Let's strip down to the Pod Vomit Studios. Let's take it to the next new level. We've got
the next nude level.
The next nude level.
Oh my god! Okay,
Just pretend we're both professors.
Hey, and it is pubes. It's not ass hairs. Okay, so she has pubes. So this is great. We've got Kyla, our BDSM. Oh, this is great. It's now taking place right now in the studio.
Yes. Justin, she is. The pants are being removed. Audience.
She went right for the pants, too. You know. I know, but I mean, you know, I'm just saying. I didn't know if it was going to be a slow.
And just to tell the audience, you know, you guys, obviously, this is an audio podcast. You're not going to see anything, but we will describe what we see
right
as best we can to our abilities. And right for you now, listening ears.
Right now,
removing of the moccasins.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the pew thing that she's going on about, I thought, I was like, you know, it was going to be.
I think it's pretty well groomed. I don't know.
I agree. You know, and she's looking out the window over our.
Right.
Our
anybody that's looking in this window. There's a guy over there with a telescope.
Yeah. So
don't worry about him.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I've got to get up from my chair and everything. I got to see. I've got things blocking computers and stuff.
Rick needs to get a better view here.
Yes. I am thoroughly impressed. We have our first naked Pod Vomit guest on our comfy couch.
Right.
Let's give another round of applause right now. I'm very turned on right now. It's gone from parched to full.
It's
gone from parched to full. It's not completely full yet, but
there's a lot of blood flow in that those
right
reach
now,
lower
I'm
areas.
I'm very excited. This is like virtual Pod Vomit for us. You know, it's no longer just looking at it on a flat screen. It's right here, right in our face.
I like that. Even though you're naked, you still sit nice like a lady.
Yes, yeah. She's chilling out. She's very comfortable in her skin and everything. So now the mood is set.
Right.
And you know, now I'm really more concerned with the whole BDSM, the bidsome.
Just to tell the audience, okay. So Kayla has like a bluish kind of star on her right.
And she does have a great ass, by the way.
Right.
I mean, okay, go ahead.
Is there something you want to see one more time, Rick?
I'm telling you, I'm just loving it right now because...
I think Rick wants another glance at the ass.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, one more time. Man.
You know what? Maybe we should have her...
I want to spank her, but I know I just, you know...
We should put Kayla in a chair so she can face... the other way, other direction, so you can kind of see her ass the whole time.
Well, no, I mean, I'm enjoying the entire...
feast, right?
Yes, yes, and, you know, it's very, very, obviously very rare.
It's a feast with many courses.
That, you know, we get this luxury in our studios. We've had swingers and lesbians, but we've never had the full Monty Bidsome guest. You know, so she did live up to the...
I think we're officially on Howard Stern level.
I agree.
Just get a speaker and let me come, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, you can, if you would like to masturbate on our show, we have not had that guest yet.
No we haven't.
No.
we're breaking new ground here. It's all new territory.
Right, it's
you
very
know?
New territory for us.
So whatever you can think of, you know, don't be afraid to just, you know, kind of be the first to do that here.
You know... By all means,
if you want to take a dump on Rick's head, I'm good with that.
Oh no!
You know?
See, No.
That's what I'm saying about the whole
beat. More because of what? His humiliation of the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, is there a level right now where you think that any kind of BDSM is taking it to the point where you're just like, that's just
yeah.
Shit?
Well, I agree with that. I don't think nobody's going to
speaking of shit. You say nobody. There's somebody that's like, man, I'm into shit.
You know, somebody is, but I just think that is obviously too far. And, no. And even pee, I'm not. But you like the pee.
Pee is not too far. Pee is not okay. Crossed the line.
As long as you're peeing on me in a shower.
A golden shower.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've said this story before.
So you don't like just peeing, like, off to the side or anything? You said as long as it's on me, you know, like a shower.
And this is now. When did the first time did you find that you enjoyed, you know, the pee thing?
Just porn.
Wow.
Porn.
I mean, yeah, I watch a lot of weird porn.
I was into. I was watching. I think, Raped and Bound. I found this subreddit, but
Wow. Yeah. See, I don't know about you, Rick, but I'm way too bladder shy for that.
You know.
I'll be like, she'd be like, pee on me. I'll be like,
No, but like he was fucking her, and then like he would pee in her pussy and then pee in her mouth. And
was this Max Hardcore? Have you ever seen
Max
Hardcore?
Yes, I think so. Max he would like slap the shit out of her.
He'd wear a cowboy hat and everything?
No.
Oh, there's this guy named Max Hardcore, and I think, last I heard, he is in prison.
Oh, yeah?
But here's the thing.
But it's for tax evasion.
No, I'm against why he's in prison, because a lot of the models that he would use, he would make them look young, mini skirts, pigtails, and try to make them look young, but the girls were all of age. Now, so it's not like he's advocating, you know, that these girls are underage. Mm-hmm. I mean, now, if that's the look, that's just a thing. Look, people like that hentai stuff, okay? I don't get it, but his stuff is extremely aggressive, where I've seen where he would make them, you know, he would skull fuck them to like puke in this bucket, and then
skull fuck them. Are they dead?
No, I'm telling you.
I can see why he's in jail now. That's kind of necrophilia.
I seen this Max Hardcore video where he's got this girl bent over a couch, and he is skull, you know, just face fucking her.
I think
there
we need to educate
face fucking skull fucking. I think we need to
educate. Okay. Yeah, I think we need to educate Rick on what skull fucking is.
You got a skull in there. Okay.
You're basically going after where the eye used to be.
Check it out.
Okay.
He's face fucking this girl. There's another girl in the room, kind of like mocking the girl, like, you know. She's, and she's really
your face is full of cock.
But he pulls out. And then shoots a stream of piss in her mouth, and in midstream, puts his hard cock back in, and she's like flailing around, gagging, and pee's coming out of her nose.
That's amazing talent.
And you can tell I was like, my thing was, I didn't sign up for this part.
No.
I was okay with everything up to this point, you know. So, you know, I know that there's obviously a genre of people that enjoy. I watched it all the way through. Okay, I probably even came to it. I'm not going to lie, but I'm just saying, is there a part where somebody would say something like, "Would you participate in that?" Where they're peeing down your throat and then jamming it down your throat?
Yes.
Wow, man. So you're like into the whole gag thing too.
Yes, that is actually. Yeah, I can. I've been complimented on my skills.
Wow.
Okay.
Our show has definitely a move to a new level. Man, I wish we'd have brought somebody in here so you could demonstrate these things, or perhaps a prop. Did you bring anything with you that you could
stick? No, actually, I should have brought my the mold my professor made.
Made you a mold?
Of his cock.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. So have you been using this lately?
Yes.
Is it humongous?
Is it like a Tommy Lee cock, or what do we got
here? Yeah, right. Is it like Tommy Lee, like a baby's arm holding an apple cock?
And is it a Granny Smith apple? Hey, it's all important. All these details are important.
It's pretty long.
Pretty long.
And it's really thick.
So girthy.
Yes, yeah, really very girthy.
Wow. And are you a size queen?
What?
A size queen. You like just a big cock.
I mean, as long as you know how to use it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, I got a chance.
It's how you use it. There's right. Still a chance.
Like, sure.
And he actually... He
so talks- you're saying there's a chance.
He gave me an assignment to do. He was giving me the dildos,
like a side assignment. Like
yes.
Okay.
No, I
write your paper and do your English work.
Yes, and then I have his assignment.
But on a side, we've got this other little thing for you to do, and there is a passing and failing grade. So make sure you do it right, kind of thing.
So,
what was the assignment all about?
I was supposed to stick he told me to wear jeans.
Mm.
And so I did, and he wanted me to put the dildo in my pussy and leave it in there in class, the entire class.
Wow, this is so hot. This is like some sort of Cinemax kind of thing that comes on at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, or some sort of porn channel that I found that's like, I'm not going to watch anything with the plot, but.
But I was unable to do that because I couldn't.
Keep it in?
I couldn't relax myself, and it's too big, and I got a really small pussy. Okay.
You know, what you got to do is get one of those like things, those panties with the vibrating thing on it that stimulate, and he can just like, you know, at will. Fire that sucker up in class, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm learning stuff about history.
I know.
And
he's like,
shit.
He's like, I'm teaching and helping this girl with her Kegels.
And he's up there like grading papers, like, don't stand so close to, oh, God. And, and he's like, this is awesome. And
yeah.
And then, you know.
You could really abuse your power with that.
Oh, my God. With great clitoris power, it comes.
Imagine if you have like.
Very little responsibility.
Imagine if you have like six or girls in your classroom with that whole setup. And you just kind of did it, and you made like a whole chorus of like girls like screaming in orgasm.
And none of them know. None of them know that they're all.
They don't know why it's happening. They're like, "Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's like a Queen like, song."
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if I can get these bitches to do Bohemian Rhapsody. Let's see.
Now let me ask you this: do you think he might be doing the same thing to somebody else in your class or into school while this is all going on? Now, because have you separated it from. What it is, or you're not falling into a relationship thing.
No,
right?
It like I said, it goes where it goes. But okay. We do talk. Like I mean, we're not always sexual, so we have like casual conversations. Like we had a play date.
So you're open. You're open to the relationship.
A play date.
Yeah.
Now a play date. Now what does that involve outside of you know like him saying I've got another mold of my cock. You want to play with this on this date?
Fingering me, screwing me.
That's a play date.
Yeah. But, like, we couldn't.
Otherwise known as a booty call.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
is he sending you dick pics?
No. Well,
do you send him clit pics?
Oh, I send him dirty photos all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Rick sends them to me, and I'm like,
weird.
I'm tired of looking at your taint.
It's stimulating conversation for a new show, see? Yeah. It's like, hey, look, I shaved.
He sends me this like long text about hey there's certain roads blocked off because of terrorist activity and there's might be bombs going off and then click the link to get more information and it's a picture of his dick.
Oh.
That's all it is.
And I went
there's no bomb threat.
Bomb.
It's just a dick threat.
So stupid.
And I'm like, okay, now you send one.
It was a dick bomb.
And then he sent me a black one. And I'm like, that's not you. And it's kind
it
of
is.
Undersized, even a lower of a let.
All right, I'm a white man, except in one spot.
It was an Indian.
Oh, okay.
It was an Indian dick.
Indian dick?
Yeah, it had a dot at the end of it.
I'm actually packing it in here pretty good, because normally I have to plop it up on the table, so goddamn big.
Yeah, sometimes we line the beer bottles around it, like construction cones.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way to like get your beer on the table, it's just you have to put it around it.
So, okay, I want to know more about this, man, I'm still soaking this all in. This is great. This is, you know, we've got...
Soaking it in.
Man, it's wonderful. And, you know, of all the guests, I'm glad we get to see her naked. There's some guests that we've had in the past I wouldn't want to see naked.
Right.
I'm not going to even name them.
But, like every guest we've ever had in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, the swinger chick.
The swinger would have, that would have worked.
I was telling her earlier.
Yeah, he was describing
I said she
to
had
her.
A superhero body. She was really, really hot. But
I don't know why he says that, a superhero body. I would say supermodel body.
No, I get what he's saying, like a Wonder Woman.
Or Black Cat. You know how they're drawn?
She wasn't tall and Amazon-like, though.
It doesn't matter.
She was small, cute, and black.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she could have been the small, cute, and black superhero.
Yeah.
Was like...
Catwoman. Catwoman.
Yes, Catwoman. Yeah. I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Or
but that's...
Hot wet
the Halle Berry Catwoman, obviously. Yeah.
Hot, wet pussy woman.
Not the Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. No.
No. But hot wet pussy woman?
Yeah. Because she was a swinger.
I wonder if that is a superhero in the porn world.
Well, I don't know. I'll call JR and ask if he could make that comic.
He could make it. Hey, JR, we got a project for you.
All right. Man, I'm just loving today's show. I don't want it to end. You know?
It's never going to end, right?
No.
Just close your eyes.
I know.
So, I've got some statistics here that one of our assistants gave us. I don't know if you want me to read it.
I do. And while you're reading the statistics, I would like to see Kyla stand up and model and show that sweet ass again. Just while you're reading the statistics.
Yeah, like we need some scenery for the
statistics. Yeah, you can walk around the studio even. Just, you know, kind of, you know. Open.
Walk around?
Because let's face it, statistics by themselves are kind of boring.
Yeah.
But if there's a little ass and tits to accompany it, there you go.
Really?
Walk around.
fuck around.
Sit on my lap for a minute.
Right.
Let's see. So this is according to a Playboy poll by Dr. Martin Klein, Dr. Marty Klein, and it's from 1998. So that was a while back, but I imagine the statistics. Oh, you're making me stutter my words. I imagine the statistics have changed a little bit. So basically, this one says 18% of the men and 20% of women. I guess this is the U.S., I don't know, have used a blindfold during sex. So, 18% of men, 20% women.
Do you like the blindfold?
Do you like the blindfold?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Let's go on to the next one. 30% of the men and 32% of women have tied someone up or have been tied up during sex. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
30%, I mean, that's a chunk.
Oh, I've been tied up.
I've never done the tying up thing. I don't know.
Oh,
I
like seriously, it. You haven't? Not even, mm-mm, like, tie up your girl to the headboard or anything?
Never even done the standard basic instinct tying up at the headboard kind of thing.
Yeah, oh, I've done the tying up.
But I have been stabbed by an ice pick.
That's why I don't do the tying up thing anymore.
I'm just astonished that there's that many, that it's that common, okay?
Okay.
And then 49% of the men and 38% of women have spanked or have been spanked during sex. I believe that one.
Yeah.
People learn to spank and we just like to spank.
You like the spanking, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, what cued you to the spanking thing? Where did you find that just happened one time and you're just like,
Doesn't everybody like to be spanked, though?
I think so, but, you know, I just think there's certain things that kind of cue people off, you know? It's just like there's certain things, like people who like feet.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but, you know, it's
feet,
a thing.
Yeah, they kind of smell.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get that at all, but I'm
just saying. Want toe jam up in my face, you know?
I'm more, I guess I kind of like to be slapped in the face, not the ass. Yeah.
Wow, you are hardcore, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what's your threshold for pain? I mean,
it's really
you
low.
Like being choked?
Really?
I love being choked.
Wow. So you are totally hardcore. Now, you told me also in an email you want to be a cam girl, webcam girl.
No, I've decided against that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you could be the pod vomit cam girl. We could just do it on our site, and people could come look at you, and you could be doing... I don't know.
Maybe she could be on the bang bus.
Yeah. We can pretend we can be like the bus drivers of the bang bus.
We'll
and we could pick up like
come on up.
Aggressive guys. Yeah. It was like, come on, we've got somebody who wants to be choking.
Come into our air conditioning Greyhound. I know it's hot out there.
Now,
let me put my Greyhound in your face.
Now, do you want to just be choked or spanked and
slapped?
And
I want to be called a whore. I want to be someone's personal cum dumpster.
Oh, my God.
Cunt and yeah.
Oh, no, don't stop on account of me. Have you ever do multiple guys?
I haven't.
Would you do multiple guys, like a gangbang?
That's...
I'm just saying a cum dumpster, it seems like it would kind of fall into that gangbang.
I mean, kind of, sort of. Like, I want that, but I don't want to be in that situation.
I'm just saying, fantasy-wise.
Is it always men or is women, too?
I love women.
Okay.
Yeah, that's hot. What, men and women? Have you ever had like a whole group thing going on?
No, I have had a threesome, though.
Man, but
another
woman,
girl
man,
and another man?
Man, mm-hmm. Woman, woman.
Yeah, it was a married couple.
Oh, right,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Swingerish, if you will.
And how did that go down?
Lovely.
Hot tub, drinks. Was it planned?
It wasn't planned. It just kind of happened.
Are you still friends with these people?
Yes.
Ever done it more than once with those?
No, that was my first one, actually.
No repeated offenses.
They wouldn't call you back? See, I just feel like if that was going to happen, I'd be like, let's call them back. But maybe that's where it kind of...
No, but see, like, we were already friends, so...
Are they about your age, you said?
They're in their 30s.
Okay. So, you know, no jealousy with them?
No, because the wife knows I will not catch feelings for the husband.
Now, let me ask you this. How many, if you want to tell us on our show, how many men do you think you've slept with?
16.
16. Oh, okay. I thought, you know, it might be
Rick
more.
Was going for higher numbers.
I didn't know. I mean, I'm just asking. But now, do you ever worry? I guess obviously.
And he also wants to know if he can be number 17.
Yeah. Would you? I mean, do you ever worry about the any kind of like consequences?
Oh yeah. You know? Well, see, I'm on birth control. I have that lovely Mirena. It's like fucking bulletproof.
Is that what's the Mirena?
Against even like, you know.
It's not the pill. What is it?
It's the IUD.
But that's just against pregnancy, though. It's
yes, but see, I get tested every year, and sometimes if I'm feeling scared, I'll go get tested. Really
anything
quickly.
Ever happened before?
Nope.
Clean slate.
Clean.
Wow, mm-hmm. Man, so hot, man. Just all propped up on our big comfy couch, nothing on but these really colorful socks and a smile and headphones.
I mean, are any of these encounters spontaneous, or are they?
A lot of them were.
Do you like older men or guys your age?
Older men.
Older men. Mm-hmm.
But now, spontaneous to the point where it's somebody you don't know at all, completely new, like a stranger, complete stranger. Or
that has almost happened, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's usually somebody you've known for a while, and it's just like, hey, we've been friends for a while. Let's jump into bed together. Yeah. That kind of thing.
No, it was just someone I had no idea who he was. I was like, hey, I need some dick tonight. If you call me a cab, I will leave as soon as you finish.
Hey, cab. Hey, cab. Cab. I'm calling you a cab. All right. Look, I appreciate you coming in.
Wow, we're stumped to an old new low.
So that's all I've got. Yeah. Kyla, I appreciate you coming in and getting naked for us. I don't know. I kind of want you to come back and tell us more and be naked and...
If we didn't scare you away with our crappy jokes,
would
that is.
Would you come back again?
Okay.
Would you come back? Probably so. Again?
Okay, good. All right.
Did you come the first time?
I'm going. But I'm going to under this table. Mm. All right, look, if you want to hear more about our wonderful guest, because we're going to be talking about this for a while, make sure to go put your yak in our sack at the barf bag at podvomit@gmail.com. You can find us all over the place. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube. We're on iTunes, Podomatic, Justin's favorite, Mixcloud, the ever-popular Radio FUBAR, and our new site that we are now on, the Tangent Bound Network. Go check us out over there. Please go look at our pictures on Instagram. You can gawk at us over there. I want to put Kyla's pictures on there, at least her ass. It's so fucking hot.
It's Kayla.
Kayla.
Say it right.
Oh, the other girl was Kyla. It's weird. We had one girl. Yeah, I know. It's weird. It's not the same girl either. So.
Nope.
Also, please make sure to donate to our Patreon website, become a member, and keep us...
Give us your damn money.
Yeah, give us your damn money.
Hey, Rick, what do you say we change our pants out and go record this next show?
Let's do it, man. You've been listening to Pod Vomit. I am your host, Nickelbag Rick. And...
Are we still doing this?
Yeah, anti-host.
I'm the anti-host. I'm Justin.
Thanks again for coming in.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and, get naked for us and tell us about your life.
Yes, we do appreciate it. We'll see you on the next Pod Vomit. I'm going to go fap right now, and or even maybe have some help from our guest. I don't know. It's crazy in here.
Hey, guys. Wait till the show's over.